with us today, and we're just going to keep on praying, and we're going to keep on studying the Word of God. I suggest that today we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, and if you were with us last week, you'll remember that we started to talk about verse number 10.
因为上个星期如果你在这里学习的话, 你知道我们会从第十节开始学。
Verse 10 of 2 Corinthians 5 is all about the fact that after we die and go to heaven, we will be judged by and rewarded by the Lord.
因为第十节跟您的后书五章时间所有的都是讲到我们死了以后我们去了天堂我们会在主耶稣的面前被审判被得到奖赏这个审判不是那个审判。Awards
Day is always an important day.
因为得奖赏的日子通常就是一直就是一个非常重要的日子。
We all like to be first if we can.
我们都想先到那里如果我们可以。
And if there's a prize to be given, we all want the prize.
如果那里有奖赏呢,我们所有人都想要的那个奖赏。
So when I was a little boy, we had a contest here at the chapel.
因为当我是个小男孩的时候呢, 我们在教堂里有一个比赛。
And the contest was that if you get points, the one with the most points will get a prize.
这个比赛的那个是最终呢,如果你得到了更多的分数,你就会得到一个奖赏。
And the prize was that you could win a nice Bible, a nice leather-bound Bible.
那个奖赏奖品呢,就是你可以赢一个非常好的,有那个皮革面的一个圣经。
So I said to my friend, I like that Bible, I'm going to win that prize.
我跟我的朋友说,我喜欢那本圣经,我想要赢那个奖品。
He said to me, I like that Bible. I'm going to win that prize.
所以他朋友说,我也喜欢那本圣经,我也要赢得这个奖品。
I said, well, you won't win the prize unless you beat me.
所以说你,我跟他说,你得不到那个奖品,除非你打败了我。
He said, all right, then I'll beat you. I'm going to win the prize.
所以他说,好,我会打败你的,我会赢得那个奖品的。
So we got prizes for memorizing verses, and we got prizes for coming, but we got prizes for bringing our friends to the chapel here for the evening. We had a program for children every evening in the week at 7 o'clock.
所以呢,他们赢奖赏的那个条件呢,就是说,你背了多少经文,你来了多少次,还有呢,就是说,你把你的朋友带的教会时带的多。
So, I thought, well, if I bring a lot of children, then I can get more points more easily. So I'm going to bring a lot of children.
所以他说,如果我带更多的孩子来教会,我就会更容易的得到更多的分数,所以他想把更多的孩子带到教会来。So
I went to school very early one morning.
第一天早晨呢,他去学校去得非常早。
And I started inviting the boys at school to come along to the children's meeting that evening.
因为他开始邀请那些小男孩来到教堂里参加那天傍晚的小孩的那个聚会。
And one of my friends said, I would like to go, but I can't. I've got to go to another church tonight with my other friend.
因为其中一个他的朋友说的,我今天不能跟你去。 因为我要跟我的另外一个朋友，他也邀请我到教会去。
And I realized that I was in trouble because my other friend had invited him to come here with him rather than with me.
所以呢，他现在意识到这里他有问题了，因为他的朋友先邀请了那个人到教堂来，而是他的那个朋友不是跟他来教堂，而是跟他的那另外一个朋友来教堂。
So anyway, that night I brought 12 of my friends from school with me to the chapel here.
所以那天晚上呢，他把他的朋友一共带了12个人来到教堂。
But my friend won the prize.Because he brought 13.
但是他的朋友呢，却他赢了那个奖品，是因为他带了13个小朋友来。
So when it came to awards day and to giving the award, what did they do?
所以呢，在那个奖赏的日子啊，他们得到的奖赏，他们应该怎么做呢？
So they got 2 Bibles.
所以他们得到了两。
One was a very, very nice Bible, and it was just a little bit bigger than the other one.
所以呢，就是其中有一本是一种非常非常好的圣经，那个圣经呢比另外一本要稍微大一点。
So my friend got the one that was a little bit bigger because he just won a little bit more than me.
所以他的朋友呢得到了那个稍微大一点的圣经，因为他。比他多了一点点分数。
And I got the one that was just a little bit smaller.
他得到的那本圣经呢，就是稍微小一点。
So I compared mine to his.
所以他把他两本圣经拿来做比较。
And I said, you know, I like mine better than his.
所以他就说呢，我更喜欢我得到的圣经。
And I always felt sorry for him.Because in spite of the fact that I got the second prize, it was, in my opinion, better than the first prize.
所以呢，我经常为我那个朋友感到遗憾，因为我仅仅是得了第二名，但是我得到的奖品比他的还好一些。
Okay, so we're all going to heaven.
所以我们所有的人都会去天堂。
All who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.Will go to heaven and they will get rewards.
所有的朋友相信主耶稣的人都会去天堂，他们都会得到奖赏。
And we'll all get very, very special rewards.
我们所有的人都会得到非常特别的一个奖赏。
And the thrilling thing is that we'll all get rewards that are special enough to us that we will really, really like them.
所以呢我们非常感到非常惊奇的呢，就是说我们所有的人都会得到一个非常特别的奖品，对我们个人来说非常好的奖品。
So it isn't so much that we are going to be fighting against one another to get rewards, but we're going to be working with one another, and we will get rewards that we can enjoy and glory for Jesus.
因为我们并不是说我们要得到那样的奖赏是我们要互相争斗，反而我们要是协同一起合作，所以得到那样的一个奖品，为了主耶稣的荣耀而去得。
But there were other of our friends who didn't bring anybody. They didn't even memorize their verse. They didn't get any rewards.
所以说，在他那个。时候他那个班里的也是其他的人呢，他们没有带任何的他们的朋友来的教堂，甚至他们也没有记任何的经文，所以他们没有得到他们的奖品。
Does that make any difference?
这个有没有区别呢？
Well, yeah. You're going to say, if the person who doesn't get the rewards is going to say, I could have got a reward like that. I could have done. Why didn't I do that?
那是当然的，那些没有得到奖品的那些孩子会说，我是有可能得到那个奖品的，但是我为什么不去做而去得到那个奖品呢？
So we're going to read verses 10 and 11 from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Roy will read it in Chinese and then we'll read it together in English.
我们先用格林多后书的第5章第10节和第11节读一下。 因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，将个人按照本身所行的，或善或恶受报。第十一节，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，当但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
Alright, so it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord, we try to persuade men. That's the great principle. We know that there's going to be a reward, but we know the blessings and the losses, the blessings if we get reward, the losses if we don't get the reward. And so Paul says, I know the reward that I will get. I know the reward that others should get. I am going to try to persuade other people to get the reward.
这是一个很好的一个规则哈，因为我们知道我们到了天堂会得到奖赏，我们也知道啊那些人得不到奖赏的呢，他会有损失。所以我们呢，使徒保罗说呢，我们需要去劝别人在这里。
All right, so that's very important. Paul says rewards are important. I am going to persuade people to get the reward.
所以呢，这里呢是非常重要的。所以保罗说，得到奖赏是非常重要的。所以我要去劝人，让他们也去得到奖赏。
And he says the reason for that is that I fear the Lord, and I fear the fact that if people don't get the reward, they will lose much. I don't want that to happen.
那个原因呢，就是说，使徒保罗说，我敬畏神，我也害怕那些人得不到奖赏，所以我不想，我要去劝他们，我不想那些得不到奖赏的那样的事情发生在他们身上。
So I've often asked the question of myself, what incentives does the Lord give us to serve him?
所以呢，我通常问我自己一个问题，那么呢，我是什么样，给我什么样的那种感动和动机去服侍神呢？
And the answer is that he gives us every legitimate motivator that you can think of to serve him.
所以呢，那个答案是呢，神给了我们所有的那些legitimate.
Okay. Yes, he doesn't give you a bad motivator. He gives you every good motivator.
所以呢，他就是讲的神呢，给了我们所有的好的我们的动机，我们要去服侍他的动机。
So he loves you. Would that be a good motivator for you to serve and follow him?
所以呢，他爱你，这是一个很好的让你去服侍他的动机吗？
He says, I will help you. Would that be a good motivator?
他说我会帮助你，这也是一个很好的让你去做的动机吗？
He says, I'll make you a fisher of men. Would that be a good motivator? You get to catch men and take them to Jesus?
所以他说呢，我会把你变成一个渔人的人，就是得人鱼的这样的一个人，这主耶稣给你这样的应许，是给你一个很好的动机去服侍他吗？
He says, I will meet all your expenses as you labor for me. Whatever you do, I will supply everything you need. That a good motivator?
所以呢，就是主说，如果你服侍我，我会提供你所有需要的，你的生活中所有的需求的，这是一个很好的让你服侍他的动机吗？
He says, I'll give you everlasting glory. Would that be a good motivator?
所以主说，我会给你永恒的荣耀，这是一个很好的动机去服侍他吗？
And then he says, I'll give you rewards.
然后他说，我会给你奖赏。
And we don't know what they are. Do you think they're going to be good?
我们不知道那个奖赏是什么，但是你认为那是好的奖赏吗？
Okay, and that's just the beginning of the long list of things the Lord says He will give us as we serve Him. He wants us to serve Him. We say we'd like to do that, and we'll do it for any number of good reasons, including we get a reward.
所以这里是一个你得到奖赏的很长的一个单子里面的一部分，所以他说如果你做任何事为他，他就会给你这样的奖赏，这是一个很好的让你去服侍他的动机吗？
And so Paul goes on in verse 11, and he says, what we are is plain to God, and I hope it's also plain to your conscience.
所以呢，保罗接着在第十一节里说是盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
So in all of this section in 2 Corinthians, you'll remember, Paul is explaining himself to the Corinthians. What is it that causes him to be what he is?
这里呢，在格林的后书所有的你读到的呢，就是保罗在向格林多人解释他自己，他为什么，他怎么这么去做的原因。
So he says, whatever I'm doing, it's plain to God what I'm doing and why.
所以他说呢，我不管我做什么，实际上我是做的都在神面前是显明的。
And he says, I hope you can understand me. I hope it's plain to your conscience.
所以呢，他就说呢，我希望你们能够理解我，也同样呢，也是在你们自己的良心上显明出来。
So how do you appeal to someone's conscience?
你怎么在出现在一个人的良心面前呢？
Well, you do things that are right so that their conscience says he's right and your own conscience says I'm wrong.
那你实际上呢，就是说你做的那些事情让那个人他的良心感到你是对的，他的良心同样感到他自己做的是错。
We're told that's the difference between Cain and Abel.
我们被告知在这就是亚伯和Cain 的区别。
Cain did evil things, but Abel did good things.
那个Cain 呢，他做了邪恶的事，那个亚伯呢，做了好的事。
And consequently, Abel's righteousness appealed to Cain's conscience.
所以结果呢，就是那个亚伯的公义出现在Cain 的那个良心面前。
So Cain was right in the sight of God. Sorry, Abel was right in the sight of God.
亚伯呢，现在是在神的旁边。
And Abel appealed to Cain's conscience. Cain didn't like it, so he killed Abel.
所以呢，亚伯出现在那个该隐的他的良心面前，该隐呢不喜欢这个，所以他把亚伯给杀了。
So Paul had to say to people, some of you may not like what I'm doing, but I'm appealing to your conscience. God knows it's right, and your conscience knows that what I do.Is right.
所以呢，保罗使徒保罗说呢，我出现在你们的良心面前，你们可能不喜欢我，但是呢，在神面前是对的，我做的也是对的。
All right. So verse 12 now goes on. I will read it in English and then Roy in Chinese. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those.Who take pride in what is seen rather than what is in the heart.
第十二节呢，我们不是向你们再举荐自己呢，是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。
So he's basically saying in the middle of that verse, we are giving you an opportunity to take pride.In us.
所以呢，他在这个这一节经文的中间说呢，我实际上是给你们一个机会，让你们有可夸之处。
Okay, so you might go to the Corinthian people and say, are you proud?
所以呢，你可能是说，你可能走到格林多的那些人面前说，你们为自己感到骄傲吗？
And some of the Corinthians could say, yes, we're proud of ourselves. You know, we have the best baseball team in Greece.
所以呢，那些其中的一些格林多人说呢，我们是会为自己感到骄傲，因为我们在希腊我们有最好的那个棒球队。
Is that very important?
这是非常重要的吗？
Not really.
这非常不重要。
So, they might say, we are a wonderful people. We have a higher standard of living. We make more money in Corinth than they make in other places of Greece. We're really proud of that.
所以他们会说呢，我们是非常有那个高的生活水准的一群人，我们在这里呢，非常有钱，我们非常为自己感到骄傲。
But what would these Corinthians say?
那这些格林多人说什么呢？
They could say, we are a very special people. God sent the apostle Paul to preach to us.
那他们会说呢，我们是一群非常特别的人，所以神派了使徒保罗来为我们讲道。
Is that something to be proud of?
这个是不是听起来可以感到非常骄傲的事？
And the answer is yes, it makes you proud and it humbles you all at the same time.
所以呢，当然是啊，它让你感到骄傲，但是同时呢，它也会使你谦卑。
Sometimes I ask myself questions about 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
有时候呢，我问我自己一些问题是关于十六节教会的。
And then I say, well, who did God send to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to teach us the Bible?
所以呢，我就说呢，神派了谁到十六节教会里来教我们圣经呢？
And down through the years, and I've been here for many years, I've been amazed that God has sent us many of his most outstanding men of God right to this very building.
所以呢，多年来我在这个教会里待了很久，就是神在这多年呢，他派了很多属神的人来教我们属神的东西。
And a lot of us learned a great many wonderful things from these good men of God who came.
所以呢，我们在这个教会里，很多人从这些神来属神的这些伟大的人里面学到了很多好的真理。
And then I have to say to myself, Harold, why was it that God would have sent his best servants to our little assembly?
所以呢，我有时候又问我自己，
I don't know what you meant by that. Why did he send his good, best servants to us? He did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Okay. 所以他问了自己，为什么神把这些最好的仆人都派到我们十六届教会来呢？
And then I say, Lord, you must have loved us a lot to do that.
所以他就说呢，主啊，你必须是非常爱我们才这么对我们。
And then I often feel very humble. And I say, Lord, with all that good preaching that I've received,Surely I should be a better man. Surely we as an assembly should be stronger. What a wonderful thing that you sent us those good men of God.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他就会感到非常需要谦卑他自己。他就跟主说，主啊，你把这么好的人派到我们这里来，属实呢派到我们这里来给我们讲道，所以我们应该会变得更好。我们的教会应该变得更强大一些。
We've been enjoying over the last few months the ministry of Joe and Anne Reese.
我们 非常的享受前面几个月旧和暗他们来到我们这里给我们教导我们圣经。
And we're so very, very thankful for the fact that God has sent them to us to teach us.
我们非常非常感恩是因为神旧和暗派到我们教会来教导我们圣经。
And sometimes I say, Joe, why don't you go elsewhere to preach?
有时候我跟 Joe 说呢，我说 Joe, 你为什么不到其他地方去讲道呢？
And his answer is, because I believe God has sent me to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以 Joe 的答案呢，就是说呢，他说我相信是神把我派到十六的教会来的。
Alright, now frankly, that's something we can be proud of in the fact that God loves us enough to send His good preachers to us.
所以呢这就是我认为这是有些事情我们感到骄傲的呢就是说神把他最好的仆人派到我们十六的教会来教导我们。
We would rather have that than a winning baseball team.
我们更喜欢的就是说有这样的传道人而不是说我们有一个常胜的一个棒球队。
So Paul says he went to Corinth, the last half of verse 12, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen rather than in what is in the heart.
所以呢保罗在第十二节里说呢乃是叫你们因为我有可靠之处好对那些凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。
And then he says verse 13, if we are out of our mind, it's for the sake of God. If we're in our right mind, it is for you.
所以第十三节说呢我们若果癫狂是为神若果谨守是为你们。
So somebody said regarding Paul, he said, Paul, you're just a little bit crazy, you know. You're a real fanatic and we think you're weird, so, that's a problem.
所以呢有时候有些人说呢跟使徒保罗说我们觉得你很癫狂你感到看起来很奇怪。所以呢这就是我们认为这是你的问题。
And Paul says, well, as a matter of fact, I guess I am a little bit of a fanatic, but I'm a fanatic because God wants me to be a fanatic.
所以呢保罗说呢我是有稍微有一点癫狂就算是我癫狂那是谁让我癫狂
And he says, if you think I'm weird or if you think I'm eccentric, don't worry about it. God knows why I'm doing what I'm doing.
那如果你认为我是个怪物我很奇怪那并不是不要担心因为神知道我在做什么。
And then he says, but don't worry, he said, if you think I'm normal, then the only reason would be that, we're in our right mind because we want to serve you.
所以呢他说你不要担心如果你认为我是正常的是谨守的那就是我是为了要服侍你们。
So Paul says, everything about me is for God and for you.
使徒保罗实际上说呢所有的事情都是为了神也是为了你们。
Did Paul love them?
那个保罗爱他们吗?
Yeah, he did.
爱他们。
Alright, now, verse 14 is a very important verse.
第十四节是一节非常重要的一节经文。
Okay, 14 and 15. I will read them, then Long will do it in Chinese. For Christ's love compels us, because we're convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he that died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
第十四节原来基督的爱激励我们因为我们想一人替众人死众人就都死了。第十五节并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活乃为替他们死而复活的主 活。
So the question is, why did Paul do what he did? Answer, Christ's love compelled him to do what he did.
因为问题是保罗为什么这么做呢？答案就是原来是基督的爱激励了他去做。
So he wasn't saying, I do this because I love God. He said, I am doing this because Christ loves me.
他实际上说呢，我这样去做不是因为我爱神，而且反而是基督爱我。
So he's basically saying, I just can't get over the fact that Jesus Christ loves me. And because he does, everything I do in life then flows from that fact.
因为呢实际上呢保罗是说我忘不了基督爱我。因为基督爱我，所以在我的人生中所做的一切的事儿都是基督的爱激励我去做。
His logic goes like this. He says, we're convinced that one man died for all men.
他的逻辑呢，就是我，因为我们想一人为所有的人死了。
Jesus died for us all.
所以主耶稣呢，为我们所有的人死了。
Why did he die for us all? Because we were all dead.
他为什么为我们所有的人死了？因为我们所有的人都是死了的。
Okay, he could not, Paul said, Jesus died for me just because I was dead without him. If he hadn't died for me, I would just have continued to be dead.
所以呢，这里保罗基本的意思是说呢，如果主耶稣没有为我而死，我实际上是死的，是因为他主耶稣为我而死了，我才是不死的。
Okay, because Jesus had to die, my condition was terminal. There was no hope for me at all. In God's sight, I was dead. That's why Jesus died for me.
实际上呢，如果主耶稣是没有为我死，我在神眼里就是死的。如果主耶稣没有为我而死，我完全没有希望。所以这就是主耶稣为我而死了。
The analogy is of a burning house.
所以呢，这里有一个呢，就是一个在燃烧的房子。
And in the burning house, there is a child.
在一个燃烧的房子里面有一个孩子。
And the mother says, I have got to go and rescue my daughter.
所以呢，那个母亲说，我必须进到那个房子里去救我的女儿。
And the people say to her, no, don't do that, you might die.
所以呢，旁边的人说，不要进去，你可能会被烧死。
And the mother says, my child is dead. If I don't go and get her, I am going to get her.
所以那个母亲说呢，如果我不进去把她救出来，我的孩子就会死在里面，我必须进去把她救出来。
The mother risks her life to save the child. Jesus gave his life to save you and me.
所以呢，那个母亲冒着她生命的危险去救她的孩子，所以主耶稣呢，他为我们而死呢，为了救我们。
And therefore, Paul says, because of that, I should no longer live for myself, but I'm going to live for him who died for me and was raised again. That's the logic of verse 15.
在第十五节呢，保罗是说呢，因为主耶稣为我而死了，所以是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主活。
Jesus died to give me life, therefore I take my life and I give it to him because the only reason he died for me was that I was dead.
所以主耶稣呢，把生命给我，才为我而死，所以我把我的生命，又给主，我为主而活。这唯一的原因呢，是因为主耶稣为我而死了，给了我生命。
Now that is very simple logic.
这是非常简单的逻辑。
But Paul says, I'm going to follow that logic all the way to the extreme. That is where I must live. Jesus died for me, therefore I live for him.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我这毕生一直要沿着这个，完完全全按照这个逻辑去活，因为主耶稣为我而死，所以我为主而活。
So that has a profound impact on a person's life, doesn't it?
所以这呢，对一个人的人生会产生深刻的影响，这是不是这样的呢？
So in verse 16 he says, So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
第十六节接着说，所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
So he's basically saying, because I trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, everything looks different now.
所以呢，这基本上呢说呢，我因为相信主耶稣为我的救主，所以在对我来说，所有的一切都不一样。
He might have said in the old days, Jesus Christ was a good man.
所以呢，在他以前的日子里，他可能说主耶稣是一个好人。
Then as he compared it more to his Pharisee religion, he said, no, Jesus Christ is a bad man.
所以呢，他可能就是说呢，如果比照他的法利赛人的那个宗教来说呢，主耶稣是一个坏人。
And then after that, he said, no, Jesus Christ is God. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. And he looks at Jesus Christ in a totally different way.
所以后来他说呢，主耶稣是神，他是我的救主。所以呢，在那以后他就看主耶稣是完完全全不同的一种看法。
Everything in life looks different now.
所有的事情在他的人生中都不一样。
Bill McDonald, we tell you stories about Bill McDonald. He wrote the Believer's Bible commentary that many of you have.
所以呢，他想讲一下那个马唐纳。马唐纳写了那个马唐纳释经，里面中间很多人都有一本那样的书。
When he was a young man, he went to the Harvard Business School to get an MBA.
所以当马特纳是个年轻的时候，他到哈佛商学院，得到了他的工商管理硕士的学位。
All right, so I noticed that Long was just nodding his head when I mentioned the Harvard Business School. Long, why would anybody go to the Harvard Business School?
所以呢，他看见了那个何浪在那，他说哈佛商学院的时候，何浪一直在点头。他问何浪为什么所有的人都想去哈佛商学院呢？
Yeah, that's the best one.
It's the best what?
Best business school.
Why would anybody go to any business school?
For making money.
Yeah. So which one did he go to? He went to the very best business school to make money.
实际上呢，他说呢，何浪说呢，因为哈佛商学院是最好的。还有的说，那为什么人家不去其他的商学院呢？他说是因为去这个是最好商学院，可以赚更多的钱。当然，去学商学院的目的都是为了赚钱，所以他们都想去最好的。
So did he make a lot of money?
他赚了很多钱吗？
No. I went to visit him, I may have told you, many years ago, 1974. I went to visit him.
因为他的答案他没有赚更多的钱，因为在1974年他去看过一次马唐了。
He picked me up in an old Ford.
所以呢，他接他的车是一个非常老的福特。
I said, I'll take you to a restaurant. He said, no, you come to my house for dinner.
我就说呢，我请你到餐馆去吃饭。马唐纳说不，我带你到我家里去吃。
He lived in a small apartment in an ordinary apartment building.
他是住在一个非常普通的一个公寓里面的一个小公寓。
Okay, on another occasion, somehow I heard that he used to drive through the orchards in California. He would drive through all these beautiful orchards.
It's an orchard.
An orchard is a place where they grow oranges and other things.
Okay. 所以他说呢，他通常呢，他就是在那个加利福尼亚开车去一些那些地方。
Okay. What he could have said is, if I had stayed in business, I could own some of these orchards.
所以呢，他说呢，他说他如果一直在做生意，他就可以拥有这所有的他开车经过的那些地方。
Okay, so do you know what he did say as he drove through the orchards?
当他从那一群建筑开过去的时候，他说什么呢？
He said, "Thank you, Lord, for getting all those good men to look after my orchards for me."
所以呢，他就开车的时候呢，他就说呢，主啊，我非常感谢您，因为您派了那么多人来照看我的那些财产公益。
Why did he say that? Because the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth.
Meek.
The meek, people who serve the Lord with humility. Meek people.
Okay. 所以呢，他就说圣经说呢，那些谦卑的人会继承所有的土地。
Okay, so he's now looking at the orchard a totally different way.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他看那些东西的时候呢，是一个完全不同的角度去看。
Instead of saying, Lord, I feel really bad because I didn't get a chance to buy and to own those, he said, Lord, thank you. Somebody else is looking after them for me. I'm going to get them and they're going to have done all the work for me.
取代去说呢，他并没有说主啊，我因为我没有机会去拥有那些建筑物，而是呢因为您让所有的人那些人来去，反而是让那些人来照看我的建筑物。
When you become a Christian, you look at the world in a different way.
当你成为一个基督徒的时候呢，你看这个世界是以一种完全不同的角度。
You look at people in a different way.
你看人也是一个完全不同的角度。
You look at your problems in a different way.
你在你的麻烦里面，你看，在你看你生活中的那些麻烦的时候，也是完全不同的角度。
That's God's plan, that we trust Him as Savior, we follow Him, and everything else falls into a new and a better perspective. We see things differently.
那这就是神的计划。当我们相信他的时候，他把我们让我们看所有的事情都从一个不同的角度、不同的方面去看。
Now, to what all does that refer? How many things are different when you trust the Lord as your Savior? What is going to be different?
那这里讲到的是，当我们信了主耶稣为我们个人救主的时候呢，有什么会不一样？
Verse 17, therefore, If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
所以第十七节是说呢，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的人。
Everyone, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior, we become new people.
所以我们每一个人，当我们信了主耶稣，基督为我们的个人救主的时候呢，我们就成了一个新造的人。
And because we're new people, we see things differently.
因为我们是新造的人，所以我们看问题就不一样了。
All right. So, this does not mean that when you become a Christian, you are perfect in all your activities. You'll be perfect when you get to heaven.
这并不是说当你成为基督徒以后，你就成为一个完美的人了。所以只有到你到了天堂，你才会成为一个完美的人。
But you see everything now from God's perspective, and it's a different way of looking at it, and it's a better way of looking at it.
所以呢，现在呢，你看所有的事情在神眼里。你看事情是完全从一个不同的一个更好的方面去看。
Okay, so, see if I can give you a little bit of an illustration here. Let's pretend that you are Adam.
所以呢，我来给大家举个例子。你假设你是亚当。
Okay, and,if you're Adam, you're, met one day by your friend whose name is Eve.
所以呢，如果你是亚当，有一天你碰到你的朋友，他的名字就叫夏娃。
And Eve is pretty new.
那个夏娃是一个非常新的人。
She doesn't know much because she was just created maybe the day before.
所以呢，她不完全不懂这个世界，他可能就是刚刚在前面一天被造出来。
And so she says to you, Adam, why is that bird singing?
所以他问亚当说，亚当，那个鸟为什么会唱歌呢？
And you would say, if you were Adam, well, that bird's singing because that's God made him to sing.
所以如果你是亚当，你就会说那个鸟唱歌是因为神让他唱。
And, Eve might say, well, Adam, why is that hill steep?
所以呢，他说为什么那个坡那么陡？
And what would Adam say?
那亚当怎么说呢？
He'd say, well, God made that hill steep because that's the way God made it.
所以呢，亚当会说因为那个坡那么陡是因为神把它。
And she might even say to him, now, Adam, why are carrots orange?
所以呢，他有时候呢，他或者会问他为什么那个carrots orange?
Why are carrots orange? That's the color. Why did God make carrots orange?
Okay. 他就说为什么神把那个橘子搞成那个橘黄色。
And the answer to all the questions is, that's the way God wanted it.
所以呢他就说呢，所有的答案都是一样的，就是说这就是神把他们造成那样的。
And so that's the situation that you and I are in life, we're the way God wants us. When we're Christians, we look at everything from the point of view of what God wants.
所以呢，就是说呢，这就是为什么我们中间的每一个人都是我们成为现在这个样子，就是因为神把我们造成这个样子。当我们成为基督徒的时候呢，神让我们看所有的事情都不一样。
We're still in the same body.
我们仍然在同样的一个身体里面。
We're still in the same circumstances.
我们周围的环境是仍然是一样的。
But we see everything differently now because God has made us new on the inside to live a new kind of life on the outside.
我们看所有的 事情都是不一样的，因为神把我们里面造成了一个新造的人，所以我们从外面活出来的也是一个，所有的事情都是新的。
So we become, when you first become a Christian, you're like a little baby again.
所以呢，当你刚刚成为基督徒的时候，你就像一个刚出生的婴儿一样。
That's reasonable because you're born again.
这是非常有道理的，因为你是重生了。
But a new baby, everything's interesting to a new baby. He doesn't know what, everything is interesting.
所以呢，对一个刚出生的婴儿来说，每一件事情都是有趣的，因为他不知道什么事。
That's like you and me. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and everything is new, and everything therefore is wonderful, because God is behind it.He's directing it. He's the creator. We're simply saying, Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for that. Help me in this. Help me in that. It's marvelous. The new believer is a new creation. Everything's wonderfully new.
就是像你我一样，当我们重生以后，我们就像一个出生的婴儿，每一件事情都对我们来说都是非常美妙、非常有趣的。因为神是，你知道所有的一切都在神，神是站在后面的，神让这一切。所以当我们成为基督徒以后，我们成为一个新造的人，我们看所有的事情都是有趣的，都是新的。
All right, and all of this work of salvation, verse 18, is from God, excuse me, who reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ.
所以这第十八节的时候，所以就一切都是出于神，他藉着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
So God brings us into his family. He reconciles us to himself because that's what he wants. He wants us to be in his family.
所以呢，神把我们带到他的家庭，与我们重归于好。这就是他想要的，他想要我们与他同高一好，在他的家庭里。
And it's a marvelous thing. It's like the poor beggar boy who gets to move into the palace with the princes in the king's palace.
这是一个非常奇妙的事，你就像一个乞讨的小男孩，他搬到了一个皇宫里，和王子住在一起一样。
And the new beggar boy says, this is absolutely marvelous. Look what's happened to me.
因为这个乞讨的一个男孩，他到了以后说，这太美妙了，这所有的事情对我来说都是新的。
And so Paul says that God has reconciled us to himself, but also he gave us this ministry of reconciliation.
所以保罗说，神他藉着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
Paul says, this isn't ordinary stuff. I get all excited about this. God has committed to me the ministry, the responsibility for reconciliation for you.
所以保罗说，这不是一个平常的事，我非常为这所有的都感到兴奋，因为神把劝人和好的职分赐给了我。
And this ministry, verse 19, is God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and has committed to us this message of reconciliation.
所以第十九节说，这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。
So that's why we go to people, we go to our friends, we go to our families, we go to our neighbors, we go to anybody who will listen, and we say, I've got to tell you about this wonderful story of reconciliation. It's marvelous. Paul says, that's what I'm doing in my life.
这就是我们去告诉我们的朋友，去告诉我们的家人，去告诉我们的邻居，去告诉任何愿意听的人，说神让我们与他和好，我要告诉你们这样的事。
So verse 20, he says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. And as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
第二十节说，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神及我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Okay, you're beginning to understand Paul?
你开始理解保罗了吗？
You read through the epistles, you read about him, you say, this man is, he's overwhelming. He really does love the truth of God. But what made him tick? And the answer is that he realizes that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And he said, it's the most important thing. I'm going to tell everybody.
你开始你读保罗的书信，你读阅读了，你就越理解保罗。保罗这个人呢，他让你感到的一种是一种非常惊奇的，因为保罗说呢，主耶稣来到世界拯救罪人，这就是我要告诉每一个人的。
But there's a little bit of a play in these verses that switches at this point.
所以呢，在这个里面呢，有一点小小的互相的那个转换。在这些之间的这些经文里面。
Is it important that non-Christians be reconciled to God?
这个是不是非常重要呢？让那些非基督徒去跟神和好呢？
Is it important for the non-Christian to get his sins forgiven?
是对那些非基督徒是非常重要的，让他们的罪得到赦免吗？
Is it important that people tell him about heaven and eternal life?
这个是不是非常重要的？你去告诉人家天堂和永生呢？
And all of that is important for the non-Christian. Be reconciled to God is the message that we preach to the non-Christian.
所以这些所有的这些信息对那些非基督徒呢都是非常重要的。与神和好是我们要传给那些非基督徒的。
But the same logic exists when you're preaching to the Christian people.
但是这样的同样的逻辑，当你给基督徒讲到的时候也是适用。
Non-Christians have to be reconciled to God in order that they get their sins forgiven and they get eternal life.
所以非基督徒呢他们要与神和好呢，是这样，他们的罪才会得到赦免，他们才会去到天堂。
Christians have to get reconciled to God because they don't always live the life that they should be living.
所以呢，基督徒呢，同样的是要与神和好，因为他们通常呢，并不是按照他们该活的方式去活着。
Their sins have been forgiven, but that doesn't necessarily mean that their sins have all been forsaken.
所以呢，他们所有基督徒的罪都被赦免了，但这并不是说他们抛弃了他们的罪。
And so much of the book of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians is written to instruct the Christians, the Corinthian Christians, how they should live.
所以呢，在格林多前书和格林多后书里，很多地方都写到，在当时格林多的基督徒，他们应该怎样去生活。
So it isn't just important that the non-Christian gets right with God. It is important that the Christian also gets right and lives right before God.
这里呢，不仅仅是说那些非基督徒要走到正确的方向去和神在一起。同样是基督徒，他们也要走到正确的方向去和神在一起。
And so in verse 20, Paul is writing to Christians, and he says, "You Christians, be reconciled to God."
在第二十节是写给基督徒的，他说你们这些基督徒也要与神和好。
Verse 21, God made him, that is Jesus Christ, who had no sin.To be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
所以第二十一节说神使那无罪的，那就是主耶稣，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So the plan is that they be reconciled and the Christians be reconciled as well. Both have got to be right with God, and the Christian is to become in practice the righteousness of God. The Christian is the righteousness of God in the fact that his sins are forgiven, but his practice is to follow.
所以呢，实际上呢，啊，在这里讲到的呢，就是那些非基督徒和基督徒都要啊来到神面前与神和好。那基督徒呢，他们的罪是被赦免的，但是他们要显为义，他们要去把这个义给行出来。
All right, so all of this then is very foundational. It helps us in our understanding of who Paul was and what we should be.What he was doing. So my question now is, do we have some questions today on these verses that we've considered?
所以这些经文呢都是一个基石，基石是关于啊保罗的，他是什么样一个人，他为什么要那么做？所以他现在对大家的问题就是说，你们对这些经文有什么问题
？Any thoughts or questions?
有任何的想法和问题都可以说。
Yes, Sunny's got a question.
Sunny 有问题。
How to build each other in the church? So as a Christian, 就是说我们在教会里怎么彼此建造。
Okay, I didn't get that.
你再能再详细一点吗，三姐？
我是说，圣经里多次讲到，就说，基督徒之间应该彼此建造。
Okay.
那我就想问，怎么能够彼此建造
？Okay.
How to build each other in the church?
How to what?
How to build each other in the church?
How to build each other? All right.
85.
How to build each other up in the church?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. the way we build each other up in the church is to keep teaching the truth of God, keep living the truth of God.
所以他说我们在教会里互相建造的那个方式呢，就是我们教神的真理，我们也把神的真理活出来。
I'm trying to find a verse that I can quote to you. What we want to do is we take the truths of God, we live them, and we encourage other people to live them.
所以呢，他想找一句经文，就是说呢，我们。学到神的真理，然后我们活出来，然后去告诉别人，也同样要活出这样的真理。
Somebody give me a verse that will support that now. My mind hasn't got that verse precisely in mind. Who can give us a better answer to Sunny's question?
因为他现在大脑里他想不起那句经文来。如果你们大家任何人能够想到那句经文支持他的想法，所以你们可以把那句经文告诉他。
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书的第三章。林前第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.Verse 9 says, For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building.
Which verse?
This is chapter 3 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9.
哥林多前书的第三章第九节，这里是讲到，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是 神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
All right, so it says, for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
所以呢，这里讲的呢，我们是与神同工的，所以呢，你们是神的田地，所以要建造房屋。
So, he's basically saying, you are God's building in the sense that you are what God is building. You are the church, and God is building you in that church.
这里基本上讲的呢，你就是那个房屋，你就是神建造的那个房屋，所以呢，你是神的教会，神所建造的教会就是你们。
He says then, by the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it.
第十节接着说呢，我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，在有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
So those people who are called someone else,That would be you and that would be me trying to build the church. Paul laid the foundation. You and I are builders in that church.
所以这里讲到的别人呢，就是你和我，是我们大家。因为保罗，使徒保罗立了根基，然后我们这些人呢，就是在这个根基上建造神的教会。
But Paul's question is, you've got to be careful how you build. Your question is, how do we build? Paul is saying, you be careful how you build.
所以保罗在这里说呢，你们要谨慎，非常谨慎，你怎么样去建造？那个三弟的问题是，我们怎样建造？所以这里提到的是你要谨慎。
And then he says in verse 12, if anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, straw. All of those are the building materials that we could build. And we're supposed to be building the work of God using those six building materials.
因为在这个十二节里说的，有人用金银宝石草木和秸在这根基上建造。所以呢，这都是我们建造神的教会的材料。你我呢，都是在用这些东西来去建造神的教会。
Verse 13, his work will be shown for what it is when he builds, because the day will bring it to light, that will be judgment day. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built or survives, he'll receive his reward. If it's burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through fire.
所以呢，在这个里面13节、14节里、15节里，他是这样讲的：个人的工程必须显露，因为那日子将它表明出来。有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程若沉得住，他就要得奖赏。人的工程若被烧了，他就要亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
All right, so we've got six building materials, three of which are good, three of which are not good.And we've got to be building with the right materials because as we read at the beginning of our lesson today, 2 Corinthians 3:10, we're all going to appear at the judgment seat, at the day, and fire will determine whether we built right or not.
所以呢，实际上呢，这里面有六种建造材料，有三种是好的，有三种呢是不好的，所以你要小心的去选择建造的材料，就像我们在格林多后书3:10读到的一样，你要在 神的面前得奖赏，所以呢，你所有的工作呢，都要经过火的试炼。
There the three good things that we build are, I better just tell you what they are quickly. The second one, silver, in the Bible, we're told that the Bible is like silver.
所以呢，我先告诉大家三种材料，它最好是现在告诉你，简单的说一下。第二种材料，银，在圣经里告诉我们，圣经就是银。
How do we build the church? We teach the Bible. We preach the Bible. We explain the Bible. We live the Bible. That's how you build the work of God. You live the Bible.
所以呢，我们怎样去建造教会呢？我们是讲圣经，我们是教圣经，我们是照着圣经而活，所以呢，我们是用圣经来去建造我们的教会。
Gold is in the Bible. Gold speaks of people.
所以呢，金在圣经里代表的是人。
So we're not building buildings.
我们不是在建一个房屋。
We're not building organizations.
我们也不是在建造一个组织。
We're not building models for other people to follow.
我们也不是建造一个模型让其他的人来跟随。
We're building people.
我们是在建造人。
And mothers know that they're building children.
所以妈妈都知道他们在建造孩子。
And when I was a boy, I used to...get my mother to help me build this or help me build that. We build things, and she periodically built some things, but all of those got left behind. What she wanted was a son, and that's what you and I want. We're building people. We build people with the Bible.
所以呢，甚至他当时是一个小男孩时，他妈妈呢，通常是教他去建造一些东西，也帮助他建造一些东西，他妈妈也建造一些东西，但是呢，最终呢，他所建造的一些东西都会消失，然后他想要建造的是他的儿子孩子。
And the last question, the last item is precious stones, and that would answer the question, what kind of people are we building? We're building with the Bible. We're building people.And we build people like precious stones.
所以呢，最后一个的宝石呢，就是说这是什么样的人？我们呢，教我们建造，用建造一些什么样的人呢？我们要建造那些像宝石一样的人。
And precious stones are characterized by two things. They are characterized by purity. If you take a streak of dirt.Through the middle of a precious stone, the stone is no longer precious.
所以呢，那个宝石呢，它是有它自己的特征。什么样特征呢？因为宝石它的特征之一呢，就是它纯正，非常纯。如果你中间宝石中间掺了一些杂质，它就不再是宝石了。
So we take the Bible to build people of.Christian purity, like Jesus.
所以我们呢，用圣经呢来建造人，建造一些纯洁的人，像主耶稣一样。
And precious stones are precious because their chemical structure is perfect. There's no confusion in that stone. It is perfectly aligned, and that's the kind of person we're building. Take the Bible.Build the people, build them pure and orderly for Jesus.
所以实际上呢，宝石的第二个特征呢，是因为它的化学结构是一个非常有序的，而不是一个混乱的，是一个非常整洁的一个结构。所以我们要用圣经呢，建造一些纯洁的人，建造有序的人。
All right, and the three things we don't have are wood and hay and stubble, and wood speaks of evil.
所以呢，这个后面的三个呢，草木，草木代表的呢是邪恶。
I'm not even sure that that's right. I think that if we were to study it, wood would speak almost of idolatrous, something that is not of God. Don't waste your time on things that are not of God.
所以呢，他实际上呢，他不是很确定，但是他觉得那个木呢，代表是拜偶像，就是什么那些事情呢，跟神没有关系。所以不要把你的时间浪费在那些跟神没有关系的事情上去。
The other is hay, and hay is simply that which is natural. All of these logics can be proven from scripture, but that which is natural. We don't build the church of God using natural things or natural objectives. We're going to build gold, silver, precious stone.
所以呢，后面的那个和节呢，是代表这个自然的，也就是这个世界的东西。我们建造教会呢，不要去用那些自然的东西，我们要用的那些所有的金银宝石是属神的那些东西。
And the last thing is stubble, and stubble is picture of evil.
所以呢，这个最后一件事呢，就是那个节。
So what do you do? You go anywhere with the Bible, trying to build people who are going to live godly lives. Okay. What is the conclusion? We take the Bible and we focus on people and we teach them to lead godly lives.
这个结论呢，就是我们拿着圣经去教别人，让他们过一个属神的生活。
Doesn't really matter which people, but those closest to us are the where we start.
所以呢，根本就这个是在我们周围的，我们从那些不同的，不管他是什么样的人，这并不重要，我们都要从他们开始。
It doesn't really matter how we teach the Bible, we just keep teaching the Bible.
所以呢，也不是说这个我们怎样去教圣经也不重要，重要的是我们要教他们圣经。
And we teach them to be men of character and women of character like Jesus.
我们要教那些人，男人女人，让他们成为有基督特征的那样的人。
So it isn't you have to do this or go there or be something else. Those are not true. We just keep those primary focuses in mind. We say, I'm going to teach the Bible to build people to be like Jesus.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说，不是说你到这里去搞点什么，到那里去搞点什么，这个并不重要。重要的是你要集中在这一点，教人圣经，让他们成为像基督那样的人。
All right, well, that's part of an answer, Sonny. It's not the whole answer. You've been wrestling with that for a long time, I know. But that's the focus that you're working on.
所以呢，实际上对于Sonny来说呢，是一个一部分答案，也不是并不是全部的答案。他知道Sonny在这一方面有些纠结。所以呢，他给你这样的一些答案。
All right, our time is pretty much gone. Any other question or comment or supplementary thought?
所以呢，我们的时间快到了，有任何其他的问题和评论，或者说在这个问题下面跟进的一些问题。
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah,
good. I always heard someone said, all Christians should not judge the persons, should not judge our brothers and our sisters. But, I think if someone do something wrong or something evil, should we criticize him or should we should keep silence?
所以那个脑丸的问题应该是，就是说圣经告诉我们不要论断人，但他说的是，如果有些人做错了事或者做的是邪恶的事，我们是应该去批评他呢，还是保持沉默呢？
All right, so there's maybe a distinction to be made, on the question of who judges.
所以呢，这里呢要要他要做出一个区别，区别来呢就是说是谁在论断。
I could judge a person, or God could judge a person.
我能够去论断人，还是神能够论断人？
If God judges him, it would be right. If I were to judge him, it would be wrong.
如果是神审判他，那是正确的。如果是我去审判他，那就是错的。
So the Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal."
所以圣经说呢，不要偷盗。
So if I have a friend who steals something, do I say something to him or not?
我有一个朋友，他偷了东西，我应该跟他说什么吗？
And I can say to him, you know, you shouldn't do that. God says you must not steal. I'm not judging him. God is judging him. I'm warning him about what God has said.
所以我跟他说呢，你不应该偷东西，因为神说你不应该偷盗，是神在审判他。我只是警告他，警告他说，神说你不应该偷盗。
But if my friend takes the bus and I think he should have driven his car, I can't say to him, "You're wrong. You should have taken the car."
所以呢，如果我的朋友他坐公交车而不是开车。我不应该跟他说，你应该开车，而不是去坐公交车。如果我那么说，我就错了。
So I can't be the judge, but I can be God's spokesman when He has already judged.
因为我不能去审判人，但是呢，我可以作为神的发言人去说神已经审判了的事儿。
Does that make sense, Vic?
Yes, yes, I see. It makes sense.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
还有没有其他的?
Thank you for your time again today. The Lord bless you and encourage you. We'll get together again next week. Children's time, 3:30 today. And then Eric.We'll speak at our Bible study prayer meeting tonight at 7:30.
感谢大家的时间，也请神赐福给大家。然后下次大家记得回来。下面呢，记得那个3:30到4:00的 Normal 的那个儿童圣经学习，晚上的祷告会是 Eric 讲道。
All right, let's pray.
我们的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for your help.We thank you for the word of God.
主啊，我们要感谢您的帮助，我们也感谢神的话。
Lord, our prayer is that we will understand it.
主啊，我们的祷告是我们能够去理解。
But mostly, Lord, that you will help us to live it.
通常呢，主啊，您最重要的是您来帮助我们去活出来。
So Lord, help us, we pray, take what the word of God has taught us today,And may each of us seek to live it for your glory.
主啊，请帮助我们去理解我们今天学到的神的话，请帮助我们把这样的话活出来。
We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us.
我们感谢主您对我们所做的一切。
We pray that we might respond with love and service to our Savior.
所以我们祷告，我们要用我们的爱。和服侍来服侍我们的主。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Harold.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.